Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Thanks for supporting the Fable and Folly Network. Here's another show we know you'll love.
Greetings, I'm Bernard.
And I'm Magenta. You might know us from such hit podcasts as Madame Magenta, Sonus Mystica.
Horror Anthology Magenta Presents.
Or Season 3 of Mockery Manor.
We're everywhere.
And we're spreading faster than an STD in an old folks' home, because now we have a brand new podcast. Wham!
Wham! It's a fun acronym that stands for We Have a Movie.
Oh, it's not just an acronym, Bernard.
It's not?
It's a chat podcast where we invent smash hit Hollywood movies based on popular toys.
If you like the Barbie movie and you want to see similar treatments of your favourite childhood toys, I'll wager you'll like Wham! With episodes on Polly Pocket, Rubik's Cube, Game Boy, Strawberry Shortcake,
Furby, Connect Four, and lots of other nostalgia bait. But it's not just for adults who still like toys. It's a podcast for anyone who loves Hollywood tropes and comedy.
And quantum mechanics.
And BDSM.
Wham! Has something for everyone, but is still specifically about movies.
That's Wham! W-H-A-M. You know, like when Batman punches someone.
Yes.
Adam West. That Batman.
Exactly.
Not the Christopher Nolan one.
No.
Download it anywhere you listen to podcasts. That's what the world needs, another movie podcast.
Was that clear? Maybe I shouldn't have mentioned quantum mechanics.
Are you sure about this, Juniper?
Positive. I don't think anybody got a recording of the emergency alert, but somebody in the regime was tracking me before. If they hear my voice in connection with this, it's too good of a chance they'd piece together where I went.
It just feels like a lot to leave to—
You? You're Sinatra Bhatti.
True. Tell me you've got it all written down.
Just about.
Welcome back to Radio Free Telemachus. If you're just joining us, we have some sobering news.
The city of San Ramos, the population hub of human space, is currently being bombed by unknown actors from the Jornian state.
Our evidence, including leaked audio and a first-hand account by Krej and Brian Jeter, suggests a conspiracy between the attackers and the IGR in the hopes of kickstarting another war.
The former rumor crew has also claimed responsibility for the evacuation message that many residents heard before the attack.
Looks like the regime was trying to maximize losses. We'll be replaying that whole conversation later.
But first, to better understand the impact of the attack, we now go live to our newest correspondent.
Bird-related nickname still pending.
Who has more on the story, direct from an undisclosed shelter in San Ramos.
In the second hour of the assault on San Ramos, here in one of the city's many remaining bomb shelters from the last war, the phones and battery-operated radios are beginning to go silent. Earlier, they functioned as a kind of currency, as everyone scrambled to learn if their friends and loved ones were safely out of the city, hunkering down in another shelter, or unaccounted for. By now, either people have found their answers, or those answers won't be coming. Anecdotal evidence suggests that perhaps 2 out of every 5 people have safely evacuated. In a city of just under 3 million, that's a considerable number, but many, even most, remain unaccounted for. From San Ramos, I'm signing out.
Thanks, Robin. Thanks, Robin. And now, we've had reports of people in shelters throughout San Ramos trying to keep their spirits up with impromptu puppet shows, storytelling, and especially music. Here's one such song recorded earlier in the day.
Good work, Captain.
Not a problem. You turned that around amazingly fast.
Thanks. I'd be a mess without something to focus on.
Staying busy sounds nice.
Where are the others?
Brian and Krej are resting in the far corner. Campbell's going around with water, making sure everyone stays hydrated. Arcady's
right here.
You said you try to get some sleep.
Yeah, well, these aren't the most restful circumstances. Anyway, if I'm still having night terrors or whatever, I don't want to subject the rest of you all to that.
Arcady, please rest.
I can't, okay? I can't. I'm sorry, but I can't right now. Shit.
Deep breaths.
Don't patronize me. I've been in this kind of situation before.
That's what worries me.
Shh! The radio.
Is anybody there? Hello? Campbell?
Hi. Yeah, we're here. Juniper and McCabe, can you go find him?
Yes, Captain.
Hey, who's this?
I'm Sanath Ripathi. I'm here with Violet Liu and Arcady Patel, and we're in the process of getting Campbell for you.
Who's this?
Yuri Nakamura. I was one of the first out of the city.
Yuri, what's going on?
Yeah, we're flying around the other side of Telemachus, trying to find any place that'll take us, and port number 4 just said no.
They give you a reason?
Apparently there's some new security bullshit. They won't let us land without a new revised ID and goddamn character references.
Send me what you need, and I'll start working.
Oh, good, man. References have to be from locals where we're landing.
Since when?
Since now. The guards just keep saying that without two parties vouching for us, we pose an unacceptable risk. They love that phrase, man. It's their favorite thing.
Are they all using the same wording?
They are. I don't want to sound paranoid, but it feels like...
An order from the top.
Yeah. We don't know what we're going to do out here. It seemed like great luck to get out early, but now our fuel is limited and we've got 29 souls aboard, including pregnant people.
We know a lot of folks between us. We'll find someone close by to vouch for you. How much fuel have you got?
About a third of a tank.
What kind of engine are we talking?
I'm flying a Botfly 7 with a JGN-90.
That's a nice ship.
Yeah, well, believe me, kinda wishing I was anywhere else right now.
Fair. But good news, you still have the juice to reach one of the surrounding planets.
If all of Telemachus is shut tight, chances are good off-world ports are too.
There's gotta be a gap in the security somewhere.
Listen, if you can find us a place to touch down, I'll breathe your names to the stars every night. Hell, find us a place to refuel, and I'll swing back and give you a free ride out of whatever's left of San Ramos, once the sky's a little less explosive.
One step at a time. Send me info for everyone on your crew, and I'll keep working on those IDs.
Got it.
Talk to you soon.
Soon, man.
What are their odds?
Let's see. A third of a tank in Botfly 7. There's the rest of Telemachus. There's Martineau.
Martineau ports have probably boosted their security after.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Captain.
You did what you had to. And we're all profoundly grateful. What else is around?
Pulling up a map. There's Caspi, Nahar, and Swope if they push hard.
First off, does anyone know anyone on the rest of Telemachus who might help?
All the contacts I had in Fitton or Bogdell came here months ago.
I knew someone on Nahar, but they moved.
I've got an ex on Caspi. He wouldn't help.
Look, I hate to do it, but can someone go wake up Brian?
He's only had maybe an hour to rest since he and Krej got in.
That guy's got contacts the rest of us don't.
Yeah, in academia.
For whatever reason, settling people tend to lean in our direction.
Me and McCabe can do it.
Look, I may not be doing well, but you don't need to tail me. It's not like I could get into much mischief down here anyway.
Oh, no. It's just that my brain can't handle being alone right now. If I stop moving or talking to someone, I think my whole body will deflate like an old birthday balloon.
All right, let's go.
Arcady, you're being quiet.
Is that not allowed anymore?
Of course it is. It's just...
worrying. I make people worry. It's what I do.
Katie, you do a lot more than that.
Yeah, let's not forget being a pain in the ass.
I've been studying up on the side. If you could try some quick breathing exercises...
Down here? In the middle of this?
When and where you need it the most.
You think a little huffing and puffing is gonna cure all of this?
It can't hurt.
There's no shame in asking for help.
I don't need everyone ganging up on me. We should focus on helping your friend.
If you're sure.
He's running out of fuel right now. I'm not.
We're gonna revisit this.
Well, yeah. My weird broken brain will still be here tomorrow.
It's not...
Listen, Liu. Sweetheart. If I can't snark my way through this, we are really in the goddamn soup.
Hey, folks.
Want a hand up?
I can... Actually, if you could come down here, standing is a lot.
The regime's borrowing my friend Yuri's ship from Telemachian ports. We need new IDs and 2-character testimonials. All the places I normally direct someone could be dust right now.
How far is Lachlan Station from here?
Brian?
Lachlan Station. There's a woman there, Gloria. We had the same crappy advisor, and then she left for the private sector. We've seen some stuff together.
Great. Go give your person a call.
Private line, Brian Jeter to Gloria Navarro. Hey, Gloria, Brian Jeter. Yeah, dude, still alive for now. You heard about that? You're listening to Rift? Yeah, we're in San Ramos. It's exploding. Don't know what to say. Look, I've got a weird favor to ask you. Pretty weird. How do you feel about making some new friends, like, right away? Yuri Nakamura and his 28 passengers can only land safely if we find 2 people on the other side willing to testify to his good character. Yeah? Thank you so much, dude. Thank you. Yeah, talk to you later. Can we call Yuri back?
Incoming call from Radio Free Telemachus.
Accept call.
Incoming. Hey, don't worry. You're not on the air or anything. We've got a problem.
Piper, what's going on?
Kestrel is on the other line. We're getting end-to-end calls from people who fled San Ramos before the attack.
Let me guess. None of them could pass customs.
Yeah.
Put out an ask on your show for people in flying distance willing to serve as character references.
We can barely handle the calls as it is.
Well, we've got a bunker full of people without much to do. Forward the calls to us, and we'll connect refugees to references.
They'll still need new IDs, and Campbell can only make so many.
Yeah, but I got friends who can work remotely. I'll make some calls.
We're thinking too small.
Juniper?
Piper, if you start soliciting your audience to vouch for the San Ramos people, then you're going to start getting way more calls from San Ramos people.
3 million people live in San Ramos, or at least they did.
The more we can help, the better.
Juniper's right. I'm not saying we don't make IDs or find references, but we can do more. Let's think of this problem like smugglers. The task here isn't to jump through their hoops, it's to avoid the hoops altogether. We need to think about landing spots where the regime won't have eyes. We can start thinking about running them supplies once they're safe on the ground.
Martineau has some blind spots, I think.
Good. Make a list.
I know a pirate who deals around this area. I can ask her.
Wait, you do? How? Why?
Hostage situation went weird a while back, and... look, long story short, she might know something about the Telemachian countryside we don't.
Great. Call her. Campbell, let's you and I put our heads together about people we know in the business. Arcady?
What?
You're with us. Brainstorm what planets you've been to without the rest of the crew.
Where do you need me?
You're about to be bombarded with info on all sides. Maybe start making a spreadsheet?
This is Piper Tanaka, not my real name. Ships fleeing the San Ramos attack are reporting a chilly reception by regime ports. New, brand new, like suspiciously new, security measures require an updated ID and 2 references from locals before landing.
That means there may be thousands of ships floating out there with nowhere to dock, slowly losing fuel.
If you're one of them, give us a dial on our request line. And if you live on Telemachus or nearby and you can sponsor a ship, give us a ring too. Request lines are very open, rock and roll fans.
Hello? Yes. How many of you are there? 24. Okay. And how much fuel is left? All right. Don't worry. Don't worry. You're moving to the front of the line. 24 over Fenton. Priority red.
No sponsors around there, but I've got a spot in a valley we can put them in. The mountains mess with regime signals, so they should be able to lie low. And the map says there's a freshwater lake. Transfer them to me.
Incoming call for Violet Liu from Dr. Sylvia Robinson.
Hello?
Violet, I heard you got to a shelter in the old tunnels.
Doc, we're fine, just busy.
Look, I need a favor, and it's a big one.
What's going on?
We evacuated the clinic to a shelter on 17th and Matei, but I'm the only one left around here with anything like a medical background, and too many of the patients need help. I've radioed around to all the other shelters. You're the closest.
I'm not really a doctor.
You've kept your crew alive for months, and from what I've heard of that bunch, that should win you a medal. I know I'm asking you to go above and beyond, but I took an oath to do no harm.
I'll do it. I just, need someone to drive me.
Thank you. 17th and Matei.
Got it.
Where are you going?
I need a ride to Doc's shelter.
Now?
She needs my help.
Violet, we're probably safe down here. Outside, the odds are bad.
I know, but if I have enough training to save someone, and I don't go, how will I live with myself?
Let me get my coat.
I was gonna ask the captain. She knows her way around this area, and given how she drives, I think if anyone can handle this...
I can do it.
Arcady, I think you can't.
Oh. Okay.
It's nothing against you. I'm asking her to drive.
Go, then. Ask her.
If this is the last time we ever speak to each other...
You're right. You're right.
I really like you.
For reasons more goddamn mysterious every day.
No. Don't do that. Come on.
I really like you, too.
Come here. This whole situation is so shitty.
Yeah.
I know it's ridiculous to complain in the middle of all this.
It'd be more ridiculous not to.
Someday, I want to go on a super ordinary, boring date with you. We'll go to the movies and hold hands and get froyo. And the worst problem will be that one of us winds up with vanilla instead of chocolate.
Science fiction.
I know. I'll see you soon, okay?
Yeah.
Hey, Captain. How do you feel about stretching your legs for a sec?
Hello? How can we help? Yeah, scary stuff. Take a breath. It's okay. I'll be here when you're ready. 31 passengers. How much fuel? Man, that's good. That's pretty good. Do we have anything on Swope?
There's a valley in the southern hemisphere. Spreadsheet says we've diverted 4 ships there. How many more before it's suspicious?
I wouldn't risk it, but we've got an island west of there, no inhabitants, plenty of coverage, coordinates right here.
Great, you're heading to an island on Swope. Send you the coordinates.
Hi, what can we do for you? 7 character witnesses in Fenton. McCabe, didn't you have?
A ship circling Telemachus. The number's right there.
Patching you through to a ship orbiting Telemachus, they can fill you in on the rest. No, thank you.
Hello? How many are on board? 19, got it. That's near Lachlan Station. Listen, if you'll hold a second.
Hey, where's Arcady?
We're running low on water. There should be a cache of supplies in the abandoned factory on the west corner. I sent her out to go check upon it.
Did she seem all right to you?
Said she wanted to go.
You left her alone?
I'm up to my eyebrows and IDs. Is there a problem?
Fancy words like surrender. We never learned right. Breathe. Breathe. Shit! you?
Hey, let's get back on your feet. On three. One, two.
Get away! Air support, we need you. Enemy combatant.
First man, let's help me. I can't.
Enemy combatant apprehended. Where is air support?
What? Arcade, what are you doing?
Arcade.
Krej?
Hi again.
Krej, I'm so...
No harm done, First Mate Patel. Now let's get you back to shelter and... Shelter's this way!
I can't... I can't stay here. Tell the crew I said sorry.
Tell them yourself.
McCabe?
You were taking too long. I came to make sure you were all right. Get back down in the tunnels, both of you.
First Mate Patel...
I'll handle it.
Can you not handle it with a gun? That would be my choice.
It's fine, Krej. They're not going to shoot me.
Not to kill, no. But if it keeps you from running off into a war zone, I don't think anyone will begrudge me an ankle, Arcady. Krej, I'm telling you, get into the tunnels.
Not if you're going to hurt my friend.
Krej, I hurt you.
I shouldn't have snuck up on you. I shouldn't have made a grab for you without checking.
Do you not understand what a goddamn time bomb I am? I could have killed you. I could have killed any of you.
But you didn't. And you won't. Come on, we can't get this sorted out here.
There's nowhere this is
going to... First Mate Patel, nothing else will happen because we won't let it happen. Please come back down to the shelter. If you leave now, Science Officer Liu will never forgive you.
Someone told me you can't deal with your shit by shoving it down.
That person sounds like an asshole.
Actually, at this point, she and Captain Tripathi are the only authority figures yet to disappoint me.
I'm not a... authority figure.
You don't get to decide that. Come back down. We will figure this out.
How?
I think I may know someone who could actually help. Remember Max's partner, Julio?
Not really.
He's a counselor. We can call him... Talk to him.
He has a million things to think about.
Everybody does.
We are going to go back down there. Call him. And if you try to hurt anyone, I will shoot you so fast.
Okay. Okay.
Violet, Mr. Kim needs...
An injection of cataminil. I'm on it.
Good. Yeah. Mix Cooper's new sutures look... great, actually. I'm surprised.
When I'm done with Mr. Kim, do you mind if I give Ms. Yarminsky half a dose of Dufrenalin?
Why not a full dose of Beloxidin?
Considering her blood pressure and family history...
Correct. You know, when the smoke clears, we'll be in a pretty rough place with regards to professional doctoring.
Yeah. Here you go, Mr. Kim.
He's unconscious. He can't hear you.
It reminds me I'm still dealing with the living.
I'm not even talking about casualties from the bombing. I'm talking about all the people looking for basic medical care when San Ramos is a burnt-out husk. We're about to need all surviving hands on deck. All qualified hands.
I wish I could help.
False modesty is a cotton candy boat, Violet. It's sweet, but it gets you absolutely nowhere. I need an apprentice.
My crew needs me.
Your crew needs a fully trained medic. Think about the trouble that could have been averted if you'd been able to diagnose your friend's breathing condition without leaving the ship. Look, give me 6 months.
That doesn't sound like an accredited program.
The medical review board is literally the least of your worries. We're about to enter a war, Violet. And everyone is saying we'll need soldiers, but maybe more than that, we'll need menders. You can stay where you are, half-trained, full of potential, and full of worry. Or you can take a step forward and become the doctor we all need you to be. What do you say?
Hour six of the onslaught on San Ramos, and the remaining citizens are getting some early signs that the attack might be letting up. In some ways, however, the challenges are only beginning. Early reports tell us that with a lack of population targets, the attackers have focused their efforts on the city's infrastructure. We've gotten reports of attacks on schools, hospitals, water treatment plants, and the already failing electrical grid. San Ramos will need tremendous help before it will be capable of safely supporting 3 million people again. Given the city's long-standing history of conflict with the regime, including many credible accusations of local government corruption, it is unclear where this aid will come from. Talking to those in this shelter, there is a strong worry that once the explosions cease, public attention will move elsewhere. Rift will be taking donations for the foreseeable future, and every bit helps. One thing is clear. When the people of San Ramos emerge from their shelters, there will be no way back to the city they knew. From San Ramos, I'm signing off.
Thanks, Robin. And a quick message to our friends who have been taking calls all night. We've been in touch with another shelter who are offering to operate the switchboards for the next 6 hours.
For God's sake, get some sleep. Next up.
Hey.
You're back. How was it?
I have a lot to think about. You're doing good work here.
You think so? Because the next few months are when the news broadcast will matter most. We need to keep this story fresh in people's minds, or the regime will let San Ramos rot.
Agreed. We can't let them take down a city this size, especially one this central to the revolution. There's a lot of repairing and rebuilding ahead of us. That's if Campbell's okay with us crashing at a...
Whatever's left of my apartment?
Yeah.
My rubble is your rubble, Sanam. I want you to stay for as long as you want.
Then I want to try staying. Not forever, but for a while.
Hello? Hello? Is this the rumor crew?
Yuri, dude, what's going on?
I wanted to say thanks for the tip about Lachlan Station.
Did it work out?
Like a charm. Landed, ate, refueled.
Where are you going?
I heard on the radio San Ramos is nowhere to be right now. And I gave my word I'd give you a ride to someplace better if I could.
How about Mirzakhani?
Arcady?
I talked to Julio, who helps run a school down there. He said... I said I need help. I don't think I can stay here. Everything's a little too... familiar.
Yeah.
He said there's a goat farm with baby goats and shit. And if I help out with the kids... the human kids, the ones we didn't send to Other Violet's training camp. He'd give me counseling for free.
You're gonna talk to him?
Don't know if there's any other way to do it. But they're taking on a couple of ships of people from San Ramos anyway. He said they wouldn't mind a few more bodies. Say, 7 or 8? Sanaa will have plenty of shit to fix up, and Campbell, you can teach folks how to make their own IDs. Brian can probably get work interpreting, and Krej can teach them not to be afraid of Dwarnians. McCabe will be in heaven, so much to organize, and Violet, you can make sure nobody dies of floating pneumonia. At night, we can eat goat cheese and drink moonshine and talk shit about the regime. Sleep on a steady surface for once.
Arcady, I think going to Mirzakhani is... absolutely the right thing for you.
But
I need to stay here. Dr. Robinson offered to take me under her wing. I could learn enough medical science to work as a real doctor.
You are a real doctor.
I'm not an MD, Arcady. I'm an ex-paramedic with a research problem. We've been lucky. We've been profoundly lucky that I haven't screwed up anything huge yet. Remember Brian? What if that happens again?
We'll figure it out.
This is me figuring it out. I need to do this. Besides, Juniper's staying here. I want a chance to get to know my sister.
Yeah. Sanaa? Campbell?
This city is my home. They can't bomb me out of it.
Arcady, I think this is where I'm needed for now.
Right.
I'm so proud of you for reaching out.
We both are. This is huge.
Maybe I can make it work here.
Arcady.
Yeah, I know. Feels like we just said goodbye. God, world's worst timing award goes to us.
By a landslide.
I've been thinking, now that the air's a little clearer. Captain Tripathi can fix up the Iris 2 again. We're gonna need people moving things around. Food here, refugees there, med kits over yonder. We're gonna need pilots that can make it through the debris on Telemachus.
That's true.
So, me and crewman Jeter can babysit the ship and handle supply runs till we're all ready to meet up again.
Crash. But
hmm?
I think I need to stay on Mirzakhani.
What?
That last trip wiped me. I think I'm gonna need a regular supply of oxygen tanks for a while, and that's gonna be hard to guarantee on a supply ship. I don't want you to have to, like, choose between saving someone or getting me another tank. Besides, if you're moving people, I take up space. I take up resources. We can't afford that right now.
Crewman Jeter.
Theshlole, Kresh. I love you so much. I'm gonna miss you so much.
How long?
Till my lungs are better? Till the situation is better? I have no idea, dude. I'm so sorry.
How come we can't even know how long?
I don't know. I love you.
I love you too, Crewman Jeter.
It'll be nice to have some company. Nerdy company, but...
Remember the time I asked you for a cool alias and you named me after Mozart?
Arcady, I'll send you messages all the time.
I know. It's not the same.
It's not, no.
So, that's two for Mirzakhani?
Three.
McCabe?
Arcady's right. There will be a lot of logistics to handle. I think I can make that work.
And the rest of you are staying behind? You're sure?
I think we are.
We'll radio around. Find enough other folks to fill your ship up.
Right on. Captain Tripathi sent me your coordinates. I can be there at 0500. Talk to you soon.
What now?
I guess we try to get some sleep.
Hey, Violet. Violet.
Arcady, what?
Can we talk for a sec?
Sure. Hang on. What's up?
Sorry for waking you up. I just... don't think I'd forgive myself if I didn't get a moment alone to say goodbye to my girlfriend.
Brian says it's bad luck to say goodbye in space. You're supposed to say, see you later.
The guy who taught him that is dead. So...
you don't think we're gonna see each other again, do you?
Vi.
It's way too soon to say I love you, isn't it? Going by the calendar, we haven't been dating that long.
It probably is too soon, yeah.
Hey.
Yeah?
Call me your girlfriend again?
My girlfriend always forgets she's way shorter than me, so every time we hug, she puts her arms above mine, and then she has to stand on her tiptoes.
Yeah, well, my girlfriend secretly finds that really charming.
Wake up! Captain Tripathi! Sniper McCabe!
Well, what's going
Fletcher
on?
Campbell, reporter Liu, are you up?
We are now.
Science Officer Liu, First Mate Patel, already awake, good.
Me and Kresh did some talking.
When?
It was more of a couple of significant looks, but we're on the same page.
What's wrong?
I mean, a million things, but that's not...
We're getting married!
We know. You've been engaged for more than a year, and it's inspiring.
No. We're getting married right now.
How?
Captain Tripathi, did you know that sea ship captains used to preside over marriages?
Brian, that's a lovely thought, but you're aware I'm not... officially speaking, a captain. I have no sanctioned training.
Right, yeah. The thing about our wedding is, this puppy's gonna be illegal no matter what. Any further outlaw antics are just crime frosting on the criminality cake.
So to speak.
Aren't weddings usually a family affair for Dwarnians?
It's about the ones that are closest to you, yeah. And luckily, everyone who matters is right here.
We don't need a big fancy ceremony or a marriage license.
Although, Do you want a marriage license? I can make you a marriage license.
That'd be great, actually. But yeah, this seems like the best chance we're going to get. We're together. It's a Tuesday, which is lucky. We've got water for toasts and a blanket for a chuppah.
Nice.
All right, folks. Jewish tradition time. We're making a canopy. Arkady, if you'll take a corner, and then Violet, McCabe, and Campbell.
Got it.
Captain, if you'll do the honors.
Here, I wrote this out for you.
Zucchini, powdered eggs, rice.
Other side. My grandparents would be scandalized if we didn't include at least one of the seven blessings.
Blessed is the source of life, who creates wonder, pleasure, song, and delight. May the couple be filled with gladness and rejoicing, love, harmony, and companionship. And may they be blessed with lots and lots of peace. Blessed is the source of life, who is the source of peace. Krej, Brian, I assume you've got vows?
Do we?
Krej, there's no language where I have words for what you are to me. And you know I've tried. I vow to keep trying, every day. I vow to never take your love, your sense of adventure and fun and goodness for granted. I'm so excited to see what we build together, bud.
Krumen Jeter, you make me feel like I'm flying, even when we're underground. May I do the same for you?
Beautiful, both of you. I now declare you married. You may kiss.
Okay, toast time!
Someone should give a speech.
Someone named Arkady.
What's that?
Please, like you don't already have a speech ready.
It's okay, we won't tell.
Some might say this is a bad moment to hold a wedding. Some might say this is the worst possible time. But that's bullshit. First of all, shit's always been hard for somebody. When we talk about the good old days, we just mean a time it was hard for somebody else. Krej and Brian don't need to prove a goddamn thing to anyone. That's not what this is about. This is about taking the time, taking one goddamn second, to move a little. To stretch out and shake our shoulders, and remember that bodies aren't just for killing or surviving.
Cheers.
Huh. It would be super dangerous to smash a glass down here, wouldn't it?
Use paper cups.
Mazel tov!
Anybody have a... You're gonna want pictures later.
Yeah, that's good. That's smart. Here.
Everybody smile.
I may, have something, too.
Brian?
There's a tradition where Krej is from, where you pay this special class of songwriter to come up with a wedding song about your love. Obviously, I'm no Lash Alshvin, but it's a really key part of the ceremony, and it was an honor to try. So, here goes. It's not the language I was searching for a thousand years too late, turning over every turn of phrase till something resonates. No, it's what we found together in the most unlikely place. And its meaning still astounds me to have found my own home base. You are my star, gravity that pulls my heart, and we know who we are. It's not the language you grew up on, but you still made it your own. And from fondness, jokes, and questions, we carved out a little home. So we count, we map, and fly the lines from sky to coast. But what cannot be quantified will always matter most. You are my star, gravity that pulls my heart, and we know who we are. You are my star, gravity that pulls my heart, and we know who we are.
Everybody!
You are my star, gravity that pulls my heart, and we know who we are.
What?
Park?
I heard singing.
Park, what are you doing here?
Other Violet is deploying some of the remaining forces this way after the battle at Heimdala.
How are they?
Thazia's troops were able to shoot the human ships out of the sky. No casualties on our side. Our defector from the regime gave us some valuable inside intel. It wasn't Shelley.
No.
You just missed it. Me and Crew Machina got hitched.
Well, then, consider that a wedding present.
What? Up there. That's an anti-aircraft missile launcher.
In case the regime tries it again. Oh, God, what time is it?
It's 4:49. Get some rest, Lenny.
You're never letting that go, are you?
Park, let me show you where we've been sleeping.
10 minutes till it's time to say, see you later.
We are gonna see each other again.
How? When?
And don't you dare say, like, we'll see Kresh's love of life in the laughter of every newborn baby.
I don't hate it.
No, I mean we will literally, physically, see each other in the future. Arcady, Brian, McCabe, save us some goat cheese on Mirzakhani.
You don't even like—
Yeah, actually, you can eat my share.
Captain Tripathi. People lose each other.
I know. But we won't. Look at the forces that sent our paths crossing. I just don't feel like those forces are done with us yet. This is not the end.
Well, great. Now you said it, it's definitely the end.
Arcady?
Sanaa?
With everybody here as my witness, this is me lending you $20.
Bucks? What, are we cowpokes now?
Take it.
Why?
So you can pay me back the next time you see me. You can ask for more, if you want. It's coming back to me either way.
No. I'm good.
Look at our survival rate so far.
With precedence as our witness, we are unstoppable.
You gonna work that into your next landing speech, bud?
You bet.
I'm gonna miss your landings. For a little while.
It only hurts when you hope.
Everything's a gamble, but the thing about gambling is sometimes you win.
Tell that to the house.
If ever there was a group of folks who could put one over on the house.
Something's coming.
You're right.
Are we sure?
Does everyone have their things?
Yep.
Hey down there. All aboard.
Arcady.
Yeah?
Have a little faith.
See you later.
The Strange Case of Starship Iris, Episode 9, Extraordinary Times, starring
Julia Morizawa as Piper Tanaka,
Lucille Valentine as Kestrel Colvin,
Rukmini Vasai as Sanaa Tripathi,
Ricky Harris as Ignatius Campbell,
Cindy Chu as Violet Liu,
Ishani Kanatkar as Arcady Patel,
Ray Tay as Juniper,
Jamie Price as Brian Jeter,
Brittany Lefevre as Kresh,
Jackie Andrews as RJ McCabe,
Yudo Kuroki as Yuri Nakamura,
Angelique Lazarus as Dr. Robinson,
Chris Choi as Jinsun Park,
Ella Womersley as ELLA,
L. Kennedy Lang as singer.
Sound design, mixing, and editing by Hannah Cross and Aaron Bauman.
Directed by Rachel Kellum.
Written by Jessica Best. Opening credits music is Fear for the Storm, written by Jessica Best and S.C. Winters, and performed by Kyron Starr with Aaron Bauman on vocals. Ending credits music is Rocket Science by David Devereaux of Tin Can Audio.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.